Welcome, it's Peter Minter from positivemusic.com.au. Today I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts about giving. And of course, it's that time of year of reflection. If you haven't already downloaded my free drumming meditation guide, it's got some great tips in there to delve a little deeper into drumming as a meditation tool. positivemusic.com.au/jumpstart. So just taking that time out, I mean, it's a busy time of year where families get together, or you may be spending it on your own. For many of us, this time of year can be quite challenging. So when we give something, whether that is your time, money, gifts, it's actually exchange of energy, the energy that we are coming from that giving. It's really a service to help others, whether that is bringing joy, laughter, happiness. These gifts are all energy. There are many ways that we can give, just not only locally but globally. Now, if you're a regular member of my blog, you know that I'm a strong believer in thoughts are energy. And when we think globally, I mean, the last 2 years have had many challenges for not only local, you know, in your town, whether that be, you know, being locked up because of COVID, or getting COVID and getting sick, or knowing someone who has fallen ill. You know, this is a time of huge change in the world, and not only environmentally, but also for us as well as human beings. But when what we can do to help others across the globe, and why? I mean, why should we care about people across the globe? Because we are one huge family. As I say, thoughts are energy. Thoughts travel. It's like a sound wave. And so when we think about other people that are in other countries that are facing environmental challenges, catastrophes, it's really important to actually send good wishes, you know, because we are all in this together. There is no separation when it comes to the global family. Whatever happens on the other side of the world affects all of us, you know. I mean, just look at what's happening in Russia, the Ukraine, and the war there that's happening. So, yeah, giving our thoughts of compassion, positive energy, can help hugely, hugely. As I say, and it's an exchange of energy. Whether you belong to a charity and you love to serve in that way, to give. I think give and serve, to me, is the same thing. Whether you like to donate money, or whether you like to donate gifts, another great way. Because this is a musical blog, another great way that we can help serve and give to our community, which affects globally. Let's face it, whatever happens here travels around the world. So not only are we thinking locally but globally. Anyway, share your talents. Share your, if you can drum, even just a beat. You don't have to be a professional musician. you know, whatever you feel that will serve your community, maybe an aged care facility, go in and share your time and your talents at the aged care facility. Maybe a kindergarten. Go and share your time and talents there. What can you give to your local community? And as I say, it doesn't have to always be money. It can always be that exchange of energy. So what is really precious to me is time and how I can serve people with my talents and my energy. And so I always have a non-profit organisation that I give donate my time and my energy to. Anyway, we did this program just a few months ago, and they asked me to bring a few instruments, and it was such a huge success, you know. And of course, when you're giving, the intention is giving. So, you know, I'm not thinking of receiving at all, because the intention is, how can I bring, you know, peace and joy into this group with these instruments? And anyway, the love I got back was tenfold. You know, and that is the power of giving. When we give, we are actually receiving way more than what we give. But of course, it's always the intention of giving, not thinking of, I want to get something in return. No. So that's the true gift of giving. That we it's just the way it goes. It's karma, I would say, that we receive so much in return. So as I said, reflection at this time of year is important. And also to be really gentle on ourselves. And acknowledge how far we've come within the year. What have we learned about ourselves? And also to celebrate who you are, the successes that you've had. And success comes in all different shapes and sizes. So it's great to have that, just that space and time away from being in that moment. Moments can sometimes feel like I have failed at this, you know. But when we reflect and we see from a point of view of detachment, that we're not in that emotional state, then we can get to see ourselves through more loving eyes. And so therefore we get to see, well, how far I've actually come this year. You know, whether that is through music, whether that is through healing, whether that is through personal growth, this time of year is such a great way of, yeah, just reflecting and being gentle with ourselves. So as we come to the end of 2022, let's have a 2023 as to be a year of whatever you would like, success. So three questions for you. So you might want to grab a pen and paper. And this could be a musical journey. This could be a personal journey. Yeah? So have you got your pen and paper? Okay. So what's the most important goals to achieve in 2023? Second, what's your greatest challenge at this moment to prevent you from achieving those goals? And what are the three important things you're hoping to get out of 2023? So just spend some time in reflecting on these three questions. So I wish you so much joy over the festive season, and hoping that it's a peaceful time for you, fun, lots of laughter. Continue to share your talents with the world, your energy, your positive energy. You are important in the overall, whether it's global or local. Your energy, you are important. And once again, thank you so much for your support over the years by being a subscriber to my blog and spending your time and energy with me. It means a lot to me. So thank you so much. And my wish for you is to have a peaceful year. Namaste and happy drumming.